Welcome to The Greek Current, a podcast by Halk and Kathimerini. I'm your host, Thanos Davelis. Last week, Bulgaria's government collapsed after a no-confidence vote in parliament. The move comes at a delicate time, especially considering Bulgaria's position vis-a-vis Ukraine and Russia, and its role in holding up the EU integration of North Macedonia and Albania. Following the vote of no confidence, Bulgaria's parliament also voted to lift its veto on North Macedonia's EU membership bid, which could have implications for the EU trajectory of the broader Western Balkans. Professor Yorgos Christidis joins me to look at what the unfolding political developments in Bulgaria mean for the country, for the West's positions when it comes to Russia, and the Western Balkans. Yorgos Christidis is a research fellow at Elia MEP and an associate professor of comparative politics at the Department of Balkan, Slavonic, and Oriental Studies at the University of Macedonia in Greece, and a visiting professor at the University of Sofia in Bulgaria. Professor Christidis, welcome on to The Greek Current.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Professor, what are the broader implications of this political crisis that has unfolded in Bulgaria over the last week?
It ushers in, I think, a period of political instability. Today, the Bulgarian president will begin a round of consultations with the parliamentary political parties in order to see if there is any meaning to begin a new round of mandates the political parties for the formation of a new government, or they should proceed with new elections. The fact that the Bulgarian government collapsed was not unexpected. It was a difficult coalition, a four-party coalition with a minimum of common points holding the government together. Nevertheless, it's very important for Bulgaria. It's very important, I think, for the West, for Bulgaria to have a stable pro-Western government. In that sense, it's very important that the next government in power in Bulgaria to maintain its steady support for the positions adopted by the Western alliance vis-a-vis crises like this one engulfing Ukraine following the Russian invasion.
Are you concerned that a new government might ease up on Russia and possibly these Western sanctions?
I think the possibilities are few, given the positions that have been taken by the major political parties in Bulgaria. Even the opposition party, the major opposition, GERB, has strongly come out in favor of Euro-Atlantic positions, has condemned the Russian invasion, is talking about supporting all the necessary changes concerning the energy dependency of Bulgaria, has supported the lifting of the veto over North Macedonia. So I think the possibilities of a new government in Bulgaria that will be, let's say, openly pro-Russian are very few indeed. But it's very, very important for the new government to have a clear mandate and have a clear support in parliament so that it can continue with more determination in its pro-Western stance.
A key issue that led to this political crisis was the question of whether Bulgaria should unblock North Macedonia's EU accession and EU membership bid. And we saw late last week Bulgaria's parliament vote to lift its veto, accepting a compromise proposal put forth by France. Is this a major breakthrough for not only North Macedonia, but the Western Balkans?
It has been a very complicated case. Let me clarify a few points. The veto was lifted by the parliament, not by the government. The government officially has not lifted its veto, but is expected to do so. I think the issue of Bulgaria's policy vis-a-vis North Macedonia was used more as an excuse rather than a real issue by political parties that were basically against the efforts of Bulgarian Prime Minister and the main party in the coalition government to fight corruption. There's no doubt that the Macedonian issue really touches very sensitive chords here in Bulgarian society. It's one of the most important historical issues, but the issue itself has become a subject of exploitation by populist political leaders.
Lifting the veto obviously requires North Macedonia to accept a number of conditions that the Bulgarian parliament has put forward. But North Macedonia's prime minister said these conditions are, quote-unquote, unacceptable recently. Is North Macedonia's leadership essentially between a rock and a hard place right now?
I think the description is correct. It's a very difficult moment. It's a coalition government in North Macedonia that, I should remind, was formed anew following the resignation of the former Prime Minister Zoran Zaev. Faced a lot of pressure domestically. The government handling of the Bulgarian positions on issues of identity have caused a lot of reactions in the society of North Macedonia. So it's a very, very difficult position. The government is receiving growing criticism by various quarters, not only of opposition, vis-a-vis the position it should take. There is a rising consensus that the so-called French proposition on the beginning of the negotiations is not acceptable for North Macedonia. So it's a crucial juncture for the government. And I think we are heading towards really a period of instability in North Macedonia.
I want to take a deeper dive into this proposal by France. Can you discuss, you know, what exactly has been put forward and, you know, some of the key conditions that Bulgaria has set that North Macedonia's prime minister has said are unacceptable?
Well, from what we know right now, because the government of North Macedonia has not really received the official version of the proposal, for what we know from the Bulgarian side, it contains a number of key elements. For example, the necessity to respect the 2017 bilateral agreement signed by Bulgaria and North Macedonia, the intention of the government of North Macedonia to change the preamble of its constitution in order to include members of other ethnic groups like the Bulgarians living in North Macedonia. And also the French proposition also talks about two separate documents that each side should submit concerning the issue of the Macedonian language. Now, this is seen by North Macedonia as a very delicate issue and as basically unacceptable because it raises a question mark over their language, their official language. So, all in all, there is a feeling in North Macedonia that the French proposal is rather damaging to their positions on issues of history and identity.
Should this prove to be a deal that Skopje cannot accept, what will that mean for Western Balkan aspirations to join the EU? Because right now, Albania and North Macedonia's bids are linked.
It's very difficult to make any prognosis for the future, but it's clear that the French proposal would certainly unblock Albania's road towards the European Union. Albania could easily, I think, under such a circumstances where North Macedonia does not accept the French proposal, Albania could proceed with the beginning of its negotiations for the European Union. But for North Macedonia, it's unclear what could happen next. A lot will depend from internal political developments. But the feeling in North Macedonia, judging from statements by politicians, by protests, is not very good. There is growing disappointment concerning the position taken by the European Union vis-a-vis their European Union ambitions.
Professor, I want to take us to Athens. Greece has invested in the European trajectory of the Western Balkans. You know, it has resolved its differences with North Macedonia through the Prespes Agreement, and it's becoming a crucial energy hub for the region. What's the view from Athens to these developments in Bulgaria?
For Athens, it's a very, I think, pressing period, given issues that have been raised recently from the behavior of Turkey in its bilateral issues. I think for Athens is very important the stability of the region, and it's very important for the Western Balkans really to proceed with the Euro-Atlantic integration. The stability of that region, I think, is necessary for the stability also of Greece. Following the resolution of the so-called name dispute with the signing of the Prespa Agreement, relations between Greece and North Macedonia have fully normalized at a bilateral level. And we have seen very important developments in the area, for example, of energy cooperation. Greece is increasingly playing a pivotal role as an energy hub, especially under the current challenges facing the European Union from the problems caused by Russia's invasion in Ukraine. Greece is at a very important geographical location and has installations that could actually facilitate the greater diversification, energy diversification of the European Union. So for Greece, in order to play that role of energy facilitator, it's very important the stability of the whole region, and stability of that whole region is actually crucially connected with its advancement of its Euro-Atlantic integration.
Professor Christidis, thanks for joining us on The Greek Current. It's great speaking with you.
Thank you for the invitation.
In other news, Turkish President Erdogan will be meeting with President Biden on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Madrid later on Tuesday or on Wednesday, he told reporters on Tuesday morning, going on to rule out the possibility of holding any talks with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. A bilateral meeting with Mitsotakis is not possible, Erdogan said. I have said so before, which means that you're not paying attention to what we are saying, he told reporters. Erdogan said the focus of talks during the expected meeting with Biden would be on Washington's quote-unquote stalling over Turkey's request to purchase new F-16 fighter jets. The meeting between Biden and Erdogan has also been confirmed by the White House. Finally, the American vehicle carrier ARC Endurance has sailed into Alexandroupoli for the largest transfer of military equipment ever handled by the northern Greek port, the chairman of the Port Authority said in a tweet on Tuesday. According to Konstantinos Hadzimichail, the ARC Endurance will be offloading U.S. military equipment for the next 7 days in what he describes as just a small part of the port's operations this year. Having sailed from Charleston, South Carolina, the ARC Endurance is delivering the remaining combat power of the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade for its Atlantic Resolve rotation. The U.S.-led Atlantic Resolve is a multinational allied operation. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.